I know personally, I open up the Bible sometimes too, and sometimes I'm just cut, right? Like, oh man, that's my life doesn't line up with that right now, and I need to change. Other times I'm so encouraged, and it's in a word that's exactly what I need to hear. And other times I'm just like, man, like this is true. Like I see the world around and my experience, what the Bible is saying, that's just, it's truth. And it's the way reality is. The Word of God is alive and active. All right, Ephesians 6:17, there's this amazing passage about putting on God's armor. And the last thing it says is the helmet, put on the helmet of salvation and take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. All right, the interesting thing is, there's a lot of armor. There's a bunch of defensive types of armor. Okay, the breastplate, the shield, the belt. But the sword is the only offensive weapon. All right, if we want to be on the offensive for Jesus, we need to know our Bibles. And so part of this is a fun way to, like, let's jump in. It's a new year, and really wanting to encourage us this morning, we need to jump into our Bibles in 2019. We get to know God's Word more and more, and that we would grow in the wisdom and knowledge of God's Word that is alive and active. Okay, so I have a bunch more Bibles here. Does anyone want some? Like, this is, like, we want to have some competition, friendly competition and fun, maybe some bantering. Well, we'll see. Lynn is ready. I got a few rules. Next slide. Here's the rules. Rule number one, very simply, is no cheating. This is church. All right. Okay, when we are going to start, you will need to grab your Bible by the spine. Okay, some people like to, like, put their, like, finger very, like, maybe between testaments. That is not okay. Also, maybe someone's doing this. I want to see them straight up in the air. Okay, and then when I say the verse, I will say a book, a chapter, and then the verse. The first person to stand up with their finger on that verse ready to read, they will win that. They will win, like, the glory of being first. There's like 300 people here, maybe more, 350. Okay, any questions? We're ready to go. Okay, I have a practice one first, okay? So swords up. So once the swords are up, here's the practice one. Jack, let her rip. Next slide. John 11:35. Some of you may know this one by heart, or you're going to wish you knew it by heart when it comes up. Oh, we got, who was first, Chloe? Sophia was first. Okay, we're going to just give it a moment here. So, okay, when you're ready, Sophia, nice and loud for everybody. Jesus wept. She got it. All right, that's the practice round. Everyone kind of, we got what's going on here? Okay, swords up. The first verse is Jack. Matthew 3, verses 16 to 17. Wow, Matthew, that was very close second up there, but it looks like Wendy was first in the front. We'll let a few people catch up just for a moment, but Wendy was very quick. Ray was like, she stood up and Ray was right on her heels. That was, and then David, very quick. We got some, that's amazing. I'm impressed. All right. Can you read nice and loud? All right, thank you, Wendy. She gets the glory of that, I guess, second one. Can we keep that slide up on the screen, Jack? I just want to say a few things about this verse. We're having a baptism service today, which I'm super excited. Jesus, he kind of paved the way, and Jesus got baptized. And an interesting thing about it, it wasn't like Jesus had kind of started his ministry and then was baptized, and he had done a bunch of stuff. But Jesus, as far as what the Bible tells us, he had worked as a carpenter, and then he got baptized, and then he started his ministry. You know, we think, oh man, we got to get my life together and all kind of perfect and sorted out, and then I can get baptized. And that's just simply not the case. If you are wanting to walk faithfully with Jesus, and we're all in process, it's a great step. We're following our Savior by getting baptized. We have four people doing that later. It's going to be really, really great. I had my grade 10 small group guys teach on this service at youth group this fall, and this was one of the things they pointed out. So he says, I noticed that heaven was opened, Jesus was there, the Spirit of God descended on Jesus, and then the voice of the Father spoke. We have all three persons of the Trinity present in this verse, and that's pretty cool. Just want a little bit of Trinity theology for us this morning. But one of the things I love about this passage, and I hope that this is a word for all of us this morning, I just mentioned Jesus hadn't really started his ministry yet. And, you know, in a sense, all of life we can bring glory to God. But Jesus had a particular purpose that he was about to carry out after this. But before Jesus had started any of that, this is what God the Father says to him. And I want you to hear these words over yourself this morning. This is my Son, whom I love, with whom I am well pleased. I want you to hear God the Father speaking that over you as a son or a daughter of God. All right? Jesus is saying, that's my boy! He's so excited. This is my Son. You are God's son or his daughter whom he loves dearly, and he is well pleased with you. Let's live in the light of that knowledge in 2019. Swords up. Here we go. Next one is Romans chapter 6, verses 3 to 4. Romans 6, chapter 3 to 4. Ray is the first one this time with a very close second and third up there. Wow. Man, we got some quick people. So just just give us a moment there, Ray, Gabby. Nice work. So close, but not quite. All right. Ray, if you would. All right. Thank you, Ray. This is the beautiful picture of baptism. When we're baptized in Jesus, it symbolizes that when we go under the water, we are baptized into Jesus' death. And this is the symbol showing that our sinful life is being buried in the grave and that we, like Jesus, are then raised to new life in the Spirit. And this is a reminder that I feel like I need in my life often, too. The sin in my life, it's dead. It's buried. I'm no longer a slave to sin. I can live for God. I can live in His will and in His righteousness. And maybe that's a really great reminder to us this morning who are in Jesus Christ. We're not a slave to sin anymore. That's done. That's buried. We have this new life in Jesus, and we can continue to walk in light of that and what that means. Walk in the new life that Jesus offers us this year. Next one. Deuteronomy 6, verses 6 and 7. Going Old Testament. A little bit old school. I almost forgot. Next one, remind me. Wendy? Oh, I think Lynn Gunther had that one. That was really close. Or was it these two guys? Nathan? I hear it was Nathan. Oh, this is good. There we go. It was Nathan. Okay. The jury is in. Nathan, why don't you read Deuteronomy 6, 6 to 7? Thank you, Nathan. Nice work, by the way. That was really speedy. Deuteronomy. I can barely, spell that one. I think I need a few more years of Bible college for that. I love this. These commandments, this word could also be used as these instructions. This old, the law, the instructions that God gives the people Israel to stand down and to be a light among the nations. This is what he tells them. He says, impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home, when you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you get up. All right? We're to talk about this book a lot. Wherever we go, we need to know this book, and we need to talk about Jesus and the way that his life is for us. And I know that I often fall short of this in my life. And another big thing, he says, impress them on your children. All right, impress them. It's our job as parents, okay? And if you have grown-up kids or kids with kids and grandkids, this is still the calling that we, or maybe your friends or your friends' kids, impress the instruction of God on their hearts. This is our calling. And so if this is an area where you're falling short in your family, or have been, or kind of maybe it's an area even with your spouse, or again, friends, I really want to encourage you. It's a new year. We're thinking about our lives and what maybe needs to be improved, a New Year's resolution. I really want to encourage us. This is something that our church, we need to do really well. We need to bring up the generation. Parents, you are the main spiritual directors. We've had an amazing children's pastor for 12 years. Linda's in the back. How could we, like, give up a chance not to, like, love that girl? She's amazing. There's Sunday school teachers, children's pastors, youth leaders. Yes, we're there to help you and encourage you and be around and help grow your kids. But parents, you are the main spiritual directors for your children. And if you need help and resources, come to us. Do fun things like sword drills. There's lots of great things, technology, Bible apps that can really help you instill and impress the Word of God on their hearts. We got one last sword drill. Let's do paper versus technology. So for those of you who maybe do not have a paper Bible, here's the deal with the smartphones, though. Unless if your Bible app is always open, it cannot be open. So you will have to hit your home button and then go into your app. Unless if you always have your Bible app open. All right, but we're going to do a little bit. So your phone needs to be black. Okay, it has to not be turned off, but just closed, asleep, whatever. Clearly, I'm technologically sound. But so cell phone users, you will have to hold yours up as well. And so we will go paper versus technology. And so swords up. Are we ready? I've also noticed no pastors have been standing up really quickly here out in the crowd. And we have a few of them around, just saying. Okay. Next one is, last one, Ephesians 6, verse 4. Ray again. Man, that guy. Wendy's up there. Okay, oh, we had a technology. Okay, there you go. Guess what's better? Paper must be better. Linda was quick as well. Sarah, do you want to read for us? Ephesians 6, verse 4. Thanks, Sarah. So again, just we had an Old Testament version, now we have the New Testament version. Parents, bring your children up in the training and the instruction of the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for church. I thank you for this family that you have brought together. God, you call us sons and daughters of you. You're the creator, you're the king. God, we're citizens of heaven. God, that's amazing. And so, Lord, I just pray as we enter this new year, that we would know that we have new life in you, Jesus, that we are dead to sin, and that we are alive to new life in you. And so, Jesus, we thank you for your word, the Bible. We thank you for the instructions that you've given us. We thank you for the stories that are in it and the life of Jesus that's so faithfully recorded for us. God, I just pray that you give us a new zeal and just a desire to get into your word. And Lord, for the families in this place, God, help us to share and to do devotions and Bible study together and help it to be fun. Give us creative ways to do so. And Lord, I just pray that our families would become closer together in 2019. God, I pray that we would grow in our wisdom for you. I pray that we would know your word, and I pray that we would go out and that we would be light in this city. Jesus, we're here for a purpose. You've planted us right where we are for a purpose, and I pray that you would reveal that to us. And God, help us to grow in our love with you and our love for others. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let's stand together.